from Auburn, the sports capital of Alabama, this is The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron on ESPN 106.7. And online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
What's happening, everybody? This is not Bill Cameron. This is Justin Ferguson instead. Filling in for Bill today, but I'm not alone. Coach Don Dunn's with me. Coach, how we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Justin?
Doing well. Bill Cameron out, like not here physically with us.
Right.
He is going to join us here though shortly.
Good.
Via phone lines. We are out here today on The Drive at High Thighs Custom Homes here in Opelika. They're hosting the Chamber Business After Hours event, and so if you're in the Opelika area, or just come on over here. We are out front, got a nice tent here. We got a lot of stuff going on behind us, so
for sure.
It's a good
food trucks.
Yeah, food trucks. So come on in and come join us. So we got a lot to talk about, Coach.
Yep.
Because day two of Auburn football fall camp earlier today, and you know, I was up there. We got to see about a half hour of practice, talked to several players, talked to Alex Golish as well.
Right.
So we'll talk about everything we've seen and heard last couple of days, including what Bill Cameron saw, because I am told that Bill Cameron is on the phone for us.
Good.
Bill, are you there? Hello, sir.
I am, but I'm telling you, I have I don't know that I've ever been on a phone call in as much of a deluge as we just hit LaGrange on the way to
wow.
Atlanta, and I mean it's raining so hard we're going eight miles an hour on the
You're
interstate
kidding.
Because you can't see. No, I mean it's
sunny here,
pouring over here.
It didn't
rain at my house. I looked and it looked like in town that there was some serious rain a while ago. There was thunder, it was black, but never rained at my house. But yeah, I had a feeling. I just hope that we get through it here and can get on. But yeah, it's been a pretty interesting first couple of days, hasn't it, Justin?
It definitely has. I mean, we're getting a lot of access. We're getting to see and talk to a lot of folks, which is great. Today, getting the head coach as well as three, I would say, pretty key offensive players, Byron Brown, Keyshawn Singleton, and then Joe Simmons, the offensive tackle. Bill, I mean, I guess we'll just start with you. Kind of what jumped out to you the most from our time out there today at practice? Got to see and do a lot of stuff in day one. Got to hear a lot, but I thought today a lot of interesting stuff that we were able to see at practice and get to hear from these players.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Well, a couple of things that I noticed. I mean, you could see the cross training that's going on with
yep.
Deshaun Womack and Jared Smith getting work at the strong side end and the rush end. Champ Anthony yesterday, he's a safety. Today he's a corner. I mean, it's great when you have guys that are athletic enough to be able to work, and they're not just going to work, they're going to play on mm-hmm. both sides. But you know, I'd say one of the first things, I mentioned this yesterday and noticed it again more today, one of the takeaways is just the shape these guys are in. I mean,
yeah.
there are multiple players that don't look the way they did just a few months ago. They've really changed their bodies, and you can tell they've got serious about the nutrition and the workouts. And I'm speaking primarily along the line, but I mean, I look at some of the skill guys, and they are much
yeah.
thicker. You've got receivers and that are as big as Auburn linebackers were just a few years ago, it seems like.
Yeah, and I think that's so interesting, because when you hear Alex Golish talk about the way he wants to play football, he wants his team to play football, you want to be physical at the point of attack, you want to be violent, you know, he wants to have that kind of mentality, but also, especially on the offensive end, you're playing super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to kind of find that fine line. You don't want to just be big for the sake of being big.
Right.
You've got to be able to move with that as well. And so, Coach, like,
yeah.
it's one of those things where, you know, I know the schedule has changed and the game has changed over the years, but to see what these guys did in the summer and then you get them out there in the fall, all right, we're getting closer to the season and guys have transformed their bodies, got to be exciting for a coaching staff to see, all right, these dudes put in the work.
Yeah, no doubt. That's very positive, like you said. And that's what you got to do nowadays. You're not going to get by with coming in out of shape. trying to get them in shape like Bill and I talked last week. In the old days, we used to have to get them in shape during two-a-days, mm-hmm. true two-a-days. Now, luckily, they're here all year.
Yep.
They got great nutrition. They got great strength, conditioning, facilities, everything they need. So they should be ready to go. And from what I heard the last 2 days, they're in great shape. There's not a lot of huffing and puffing,
right,
bending over. That's another great sign.
Yeah, it is a great sign. And, Bill, one of the big things that I took away from talking to these guys after practice, Joe Simmons talking about how good of a day it was for the offensive line. And, look,
right,
it's early. You're not in pads yet or anything like that. But that is the one position group that I think has got the most question marks, the most riding on them heading into the season. And here we go. You have day two, and you've got the linemen talking about each
right.
other, being like, okay, we feel like we've gotten a lot better. We've taken that step forward. And so, Bill, I mean, I think that's a really positive sign for this team when you hear, hey, you know, we haven't arrived yet. We've got a long way to go. But that offensive line feels like they're ahead of schedule. And, you know, that's got to be music to some Auburn fans' ears, because that is the position group that I think's got the most question marks.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, hearing Joe Simmons talk, and you asked about a guy that wasn't out there this spring, and Jake Strand, who is, mm-hmm. you know, who's now a factor and an experienced guy starting. He was a starting left tackle at Oregon State, and we didn't really get to see him this spring, and he's out there. They now have experience depth with Strand, with Jack Lehrer, who is mm-hmm. who's working on the second unit right now at guard to go along with those guys. Tough loss with Ty Buster, but then
right.
you look at the pieces they have healthy now to go out there. And, of course, the most important healthy piece is Dan Romille.
Right. Yeah, no, 100%. He looks really good, you know.
Man,
I think
he did.
He's a guy that you look at him and just, again, it's early, but, like, you know his experience coming in. You see what he did at Michigan State, and you think, okay, that's the type of offensive tackle you really need. And I think one of the most underrated things about him, Bill, that I don't think people are talking about enough is, you know, there's so many rentals, like these one-year transfer guys up front with a Cole Best, Cole Skinner, Joe Simmons. And all that. Romille's got multiple years of eligibility remaining. So
right.
if you can get off to,
yeah.
if you can stay healthy and have a good year this year, you could talk about having an experienced offensive tackle coming back. You know, you've got Derek Plaz up front. You've got some other young guys you're trying to break through. So even though this is going to have to be kind of a makeshift, make the best of it year one offensive line, if Romille's able to kind of hit the ground running and have the season people wanted him to have, you know, or expected him to have heading into the season, goes a long way for this offensive line because, you know, Golish has been very clear about it. And it's just the truth. You can back it up with stats here. In this day and age of college football especially, well, I think it's been true all the time, but it's so hard to keep guys and retain them and,
right.
and you know, develop them. But on the offensive line, you got to have it.
Yes.
You've got to have dudes who are
That's
around
one
for
place,
a while.
That's one place. You're exactly right. That's one place that I would think, or I agree, you have to have that deal going on your offensive line. Keep them together as long as you can. Develop them. Keep them healthy and keep reloading.
And to that point, Bill, it's like it's not just Romille. It's not just – like when you mentioned Strand, Jack Lehrer, or some of these guys, it's like it's depth because you're not going to get through an entire season with just five offensive linemen. You need 7, 8, 9 different dudes out there. And it feels like Auburn's got that depth, and they're liking some of the development for maybe the guys who aren't going to be, you know, day one starters when they line it up against Baylor in Atlanta.
Yeah, and you've got guys, you know – Ty Buster will be back at some point, but I mean, Wilson Zierer is a guy that has really impressed, and we're mm-hmm. hearing an awful lot about Parker Pritchett. You know, his name, he's being mentioned a good bit here early on, and they've got quite a few guys battling for the guard spot.
Yeah.
And that's not even counting the 5-for-5 where guys could even have an extra year.
Correct. Yeah. No, it is a big deal, and again, like, this offensive line, you were just going to have to make the most of what you had this year. You just, you know, you don't get to have that continuity. You don't get to have that experience altogether because this is year one. You had a big reset on your roster, but you know, to hear that this offensive line's been ahead of schedule, I think, like I said, is kind of music to the ears of Auburn fans. Bill, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier: the cross training of the position groups. That defense is, you know, you're in year three under DJ Durkin. You've got a handful of guys on this team that are going to be the foundation that have been around for 2 or 3 years. And now I think this is where you kind of can get, like, advanced a little bit. When you hear D.J. Durkin earlier this week talk about, hey, we're trying to find ways to get three linebackers on the field, which you hardly ever do now these days.
Right.
We're trying to find a way to get three corners on the field.
Right.
Lo and behold, like you were saying, Champ Anthony playing corner today after going with safety. Jared Smith, I saw Jared Smith with the defensive tackles, and this is a guy who's six defensive end. It's just that mixing and matching I thought was really cool. You saw that pursuit drill early in practice. They're mixing guys up. They're giving some young guys reps with the ones. They're moving dudes around. This, I think, is a pretty exciting defense because we've seen the results in the first 2 years of this D.J. Durkin defense for Auburn. Now you get into year three. There's a foundation there. And so you feel like you're a lot more advanced than you were maybe, you know, even this time in the spring. And I think you're seeing that with some of these key guys moving around and not just being limited to one spot.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's something that is really I've been impressed with the quality, it appears, of the depth throughout the team. I mean, it's amazing what's been built on offense with Coach Golish having to come in and replace most of that. But no, the ability, D.J. Durkin and Vontrell and Auburn being able to hang on to as many of the young defensive players. And now, as you said, we're out there. When you're seeing Cody Sigler and who else? It was somebody else that was running like with the third bunch, although that doesn't mean they're third team by any means. But just that shows you some of the depth that they have, and they're working some of the younger guys in with the guys that expect to be starters. There's more depth than I can recall in a long time on this defense, but especially on the team, but especially over on the defensive side.
Well, and the big one to me, and we didn't mention it with that group specifically, but that linebacker group, when you watch that pursuit drill happen, and you look out there and you're like, okay, that second team defense, your linebackers are Marcus Riddick and Bryce Diaz, guys who would start at a lot of places in the SEC.
Right.
That's your second wave now. That, you know,
Coach,
that's got to get real fun for a defensive coach when you know you have that depth and you can roll.
Yeah, no doubt. And you got to have it. It's a long season, like you mentioned earlier. But, yeah, that's just so positive when you have your, you know, there's not a big drop-off or hardly any drop-off, if any, when you sub or roll kids in. And you have to do it up front and the linebacker position. But, yeah, that's just so positive.
Oh, yeah. And I've been really impressed here the first couple of days. DeMarcus Riddick looks like a kid in a candy store out there, Justin. I mean, he's running around. He's jumping. He was as aggressive as any of the linebackers that I watched in the drill today. And, I mean, doesn't look like the shoulder is bothering him one bit. But, I mean, he is so athletic. He's a guy I think some people have almost forgotten, you know, how excited everybody was to have him as part of his team. And he's been, you know, he hasn't been 100% since he's been at Auburn.
No, he hasn't, and you know, he was a guy that played a role his freshman year and was really good at it. And so even if he's not an every-down player, if he's not a starter, there's a role for him to play because he's so good at blitzing, he's so good at coverage. He's that modern linebacker, sideline to sideline, can kind of do some of everything. And going off of that, Bill, I'll tell you, first 2 days of practice, it's hard not to be impressed with him because, good grief, look at him. Elijah Melendez is like,
they
are really pushing him to try to be a leader in that room. And you've got Xavier Atkins and you've got other guys in there that have been there. But like, Elijah Melendez is like, you know, if you asked an SEC linebackers coach, all right, let's go into the lab and design a middle linebacker, he looked a lot like Elijah Melendez is looking these first 2 days.
Oh, you're right. I mean, he is a beast. I mean, he just is. It's amazing to look at him, and he moves. All these guys move so well. That's the thing that is amazing to me, the depth of just athleticism that there is. And then I looked out there at the freshmen. Both the freshman linebackers don't look like 18-year-olds either. I mean, it's a deeper room than just four.
Yes, it definitely is a deeper room than just four. And they get Michael Matthews Canny as well to transfer in. Just more experience and more depth there. I like that. I like that room a lot. Bill, do you want to hang on for another segment?
I can try.
Okay. All right. We'll see. You got to make sure that you know the drive is safe first. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more day two of Auburn Fall Camp here on The Drive. Stay tuned.
Now, more of The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502 or email thedrive@ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back to The Drive. Justin Ferguson here with Coach Don Dunn. We are on location today. Hi-Thodge Custom Homes in Opelika. They're hosting the Chamber Business After Hours event. So come on by. We're out here.
We got food trucks. We got plenty of merchandise to give away.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts, cups, koozies. And we're located at 104 North 9th Street in Opelika.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. We're outside, guys, so... Luckily, no rain. Bill's in the middle of rain, I guess.
Bill's in the middle of rain. We're under a tent. They gave us a fan. I mean, we're set
spoiled.
Up. We're set up nice. We're set up real nice. Do we still have you, Bill Cameron?
Yeah. It faded out for just a little bit, but I was able to hear you. Well, it's good to know that you can be outside and you're not like melting either. But actually, we're it's funny. We're out of the rain. It's funny, like we're in the dark and I can see blue up ahead. So
there you go.
So maybe things will be all right. We're on the way. This wasn't a planned thing. I didn't realize we were going to have a remote today. You guys are at Business After Hours, which is always cool. Great opportunity there for folks to be able to make some connections,
yep.
business-wise there at Pythodge. But something I'd been wanting to see, this band, the Guess Who, for years, and thought we had an opportunity a couple of years ago and things didn't work out. A band that folks would, be most familiar with American Woman is probably
yep.
their classic. Speaking of music, though, Ferg, I saw you posted, you had a couple of comments. We had some pretty serious jams when we headed into practice today.
It was the loudest I've ever heard the music system in the facility. Guys were pumped up about it. You had some Young Jock, which always is a hit, some Rick Ross as well, and it was loud. I mean, it was shaking. It was like my brain was rattling. It was that loud. And then the other thing is, like, you know, when we were going out there, Bill, right before we went out there, hearing Dixieland Delight playing, there, you know, the focus, and we heard about it in the spring, we talked about it, but that focus on, hey, we're doing this because we got to go to Tuscaloosa this
right.
year. That's the game that
right.
that matters
yep.
to everybody. I love that that's still going on, and that
yep.
wasn't just kind of a one-off thing. Something they do every practice, and we got to hear it again today.
Yeah, I like that too. You know, we always emphasize the Alabama game. We had a big sign up, you know, after we got stomped in 2001. We put up a sign, Eddie Grant had it made, and it stood there for, you know, the next 7 years. Turned out pretty good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Auburn fans would love to see another run like that down the road for sure for Auburn. But so, Bill, you know, we get an opportunity to talk to Byron Brown today. Always really impressive. You know, guys, the face of the franchise, he's really handling a lot of this well. But, you know, to hear him talk about some of his – new teammates, some of his younger teammates. It's not a surprise. You know, I'm sure y'all talked about it a ton on yesterday's show as well. But the hype train right now for Deshaun Spencer and the hype train right now for Omar Mabson, I mean, could
right.
not be going any stronger at this point. And to hear a guy who's played a lot of football in this offense sound excited about getting to play next to those guys, it's two very special young talents that have decided to suit it up for Auburn this year.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And I think, you know, a lot of people almost take Omar for granted since he's a local product and forget that he just turned 18 and should be starting his freshman year in college. And Deshaun Spencer, Coach, you know, Alex Golish talks about, hey, he's always won. You know, he's been down there
yep.
at Saraland. He's used to winning, and he comes in and continues doing the things that are going to, you know, make him be a winner and his teammates, you know, really respect and respond to that. I mean, even though he's a young guy, he's sort of taking on that type role. But I think it's cool that he's rooming with Chaz Nimrod. That's one of the things we've learned yesterday talking to Cole Best. He's talking about the strategy of having him being rooming with Ty Buster, because Ty's going through something that he's gone through, and
right.
trying to, you know, let him help him understand the mental part of the rehab as well and everything. So I'll say one, Don, we've talked about this, but I don't know that I've ever said it like this, but I don't think Alex Golish misses a trick. Any single thing that seems like it could be beneficial for this team, he's done. And quite a few of those, when he does them, you go, yeah, why hasn't somebody else done that before? I mean, I love the camp idea. I love the rooming idea. I mean, they just continue to do things that, as you were talking a little while ago about retention, I think are built to be, mm-hmm. you know, trying to improve that and continue to be able to retain his players. And it's got to be something that he was doing at South Florida, because there it's really difficult to be able to retain players, to be able to keep players like Byron Brown and Cole Best over the last couple of years when you know other schools would have loved to have had them. I think says a lot, and it's obviously going to be easier to try to retain players at Auburn in the SEC, but he's still doing those things.
Yeah, Bill, I agree with you. I like what he's doing. I love the idea that they're staying together for 13 straight days, taking their car keys, just doing the things that helped you bond, come together, and it builds camaraderie. You learn more about each other. I mean, when you just come to the complex and then leave and go home, sometimes you don't even know some of your teammates, and it's just awesome, and I think it's great. And I don't think he misses much, even on the practice field, from what I've seen on tape and video the last 2 days.
Yeah, Bill, I like the way you put it there. He doesn't miss an opportunity. He doesn't miss an opportunity to push a button.
Right.
And the one thing about him I think that's really stood out to me is he is a guy that is about the process, mm-hmm. very calculated, but still a guy that's, you know, not just a football robot.
Right.
Very personable.
Yes.
A guy that players really like.
Yeah.
And Bill, I don't know if you noticed this. Did you notice today, after we got done talking to him, and you know, he's all about staying on the schedule, sticking to the script and all
right.
that. We get done talking to him. Bill, did you notice he walked over and there was a family there, a couple of young kids? He stopped there and talked
sure
with them
did.
for a while. And like that's you don't get that from every coach, especially these days.
No.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. He's a football coach. I've been saying that since he got here. And I think
yeah, but he's also real.
Coach.
I mean, the thing is,
yes.
you know, a lot of sometimes you get those guys that they can turn it on when they're talking
right.
to the media. You feel like
right.
they can do it,
right.
you know, when maybe for a recruiting pitch. But I mean, yeah, he seems like somebody I know he's thinking about and knows what he's got planned every minute
yep.
of every day. But he'd also be
right.
cool to hang around with.
Yes.
How about this? This is something else that we learned today that we saw, and I'm interested to get coach's take on this as well. The new thing that if a receiver drops a ball, everybody's
yeah.
doing push-ups,
including
the coaches.
I saw that,
including the coaches, which you know, Golish said he appreciates getting some extra cardio, but
nothing says
hey, we're together like a team than not only spending every waking moment with one another now at camp,
right.
but also anything that goes wrong, it's on everybody to kind of pick each other up,
and that's what happens in a game.
Yep,
it affects everybody. If the offense fumbles,
well,
it affects everybody. So I think it's great. I love, you know, I'm old school. I wish they still did up downs and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I'm all for it. I love it. He's a football coach, guys. I'm telling you, he may not win a game, but he can coach.
Yeah, he said, look, it's on him too. I mean, if there's a mistake made, then he's responsible for it. So, yeah,
exactly.
he's got to pay the price just like this.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's accountable. That's how you win and take care of business.
The attention to detail is something you've really seen these last couple of days. It really got more of a focus. And look, hey, coaches are hands-on,
right.
guys
right.
like that. But you watch him. There was a thing today that, again, if depth charts are whatever this time of year.
Right, exactly.
There was a moment today, Pascal Skelton, third period of practice, early.
Mm-hmm.
fourth string tight end runs over the middle of the field, and he catches the ball kind of fading away from it.
Right.
And he stops and pulls him over off to the side and walks through the details and walks through, hey, we need you to do this and all that. And he's doing that with the four-string tight end,
right.
Second day of camp, third period of practice. Ain't even a defense out there.
I love it.
It's just something, Bill, like, you know.
It's coaching.
Yeah, and it's that attention to detail that I think is going to be something that you know, hopefully for Auburn, it's going to show up on Saturdays.
Yes, and it will. It will. He's talked about
winning in the margin. And, I mean,
how,
you know, Auburn fans have gotten sick over the last few years of hearing close.
Yes,
and that's how you win those type games it's the little things. I mean, those small things, the details do matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. It's a good spot to be in, and it's a great day, you know, first couple of days of camp. We'll talk more about it. But, you know, one thing stands out to me is you hear a coach say at this point, hey, we feel like we're it's good where we're at right now. You feel like you're ahead of schedule in some spots. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break. We come back. It'll be me and Coach Dunn. Bill, hopefully you can survive the downpour and fun tonight. Have fun tonight at the show. There you go. We helped you get through it.
Yeah, you guys are off to a great start. Have a great show.
Be safe.
Yep.
Have fun.
We'll be back here from Pythodge Custom Homes here in Opelika. Stay tuned.
Come see
the drive.
To churn up some more yardage on The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back to The Drive. Justin Ferguson here, Coach Don Dunn with me, filling in for Bill Cameron today. We had Bill in the first half hour. He's off having some fun this evening, which sounds like a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
When you know, like Bill does this show all the time, and like it's got to be something really, really big for him to not do it. And so his shows, he's always top tier.
Yeah, and I think this was a surprise for his birthday or Father's Day or something. So
very cool.
Good for him.
But we are here at Pythodge Custom Homes here in Opelika. Coach, tell the folks if they want to come hang out with us, where they can go.
Yeah, you need to come see us. We got food trucks. We got a lot of merchandise to be given away. We got some games set up. The address is 104 North 9th Street in Opelika. It's a beautiful day here, so come by and see us. We're going to be here for a couple more hours.
Yep. Check us out, and we got some Auburn Network stuff over here that we can give out as well. So jump on over here if you are in the area. All right, Coach, I wanted to talk to you about this when I found out that it was going to be me and you.
Yep.
I was excited, as always, because I always enjoy it.
Your brain. Me too, buddy.
But earlier this week, when we hear the story and where we hear, hey, Auburn's going off and doing an old school camp.
Yep.
I was like, well, I got to talk to Coach John about this, because this is right up his alley.
I got so excited. I thought, man, and I hope the coaches are having to stay too.
Yeah.
And it's good. Now, when back in the days, we couldn't afford where I coached before Auburn. But we stayed in the dorms with them.
Yep.
And most of them didn't have air conditioning. We had the old box fans, and it's just good. I can't explain it unless you haven't been through two-a-days, two-a-days. This, to me, is more like real two-a-days, because they don't just come over there for 3 hours and watch a little tape and then go home or their apartments. They're there, and I'm sure they're having walkthroughs in the ballrooms, meetings. They're going to be sick of their coaches probably by the end of that 13th day, but it's gonna help us. I'm telling you. And it's just – I can't explain it. It's like being – you know, that's all you got, you know, and you lean on each other. You get to know people. You may not even know who the DB is if you're an old lineman.
Right.
But now you're going to – and I like the way they're mixing up the roommates.
Yep.
We used to have a big brother system, say like a senior was in charge of a freshman. But we didn't get to stay with them. We just kind of helped them around. But I think this is awesome. And when I heard that, I told my wife, I said, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and it was something that Gulish did at USF.
Yeah, I did not realize that.
Makes a little sense, though, trying to get out of the way when you're in Tampa and you can kind of get off on your own. But to do it here, I mean, we
I love it. And,
I,
you know,
I don't know, I don't know the last time they've done it because, like
– I think probably when Sewell Hall.
Yeah.
But that's been 100 years.
I was talking to somebody this week. This is my my 13th or 14th fall camp that I've covered at Auburn, and it's like never even –
Never even thought about
anything doing like this. And in this day and age, when everybody's – you don't have to stay in the dorms. Everybody's off on their own.
Everybody's got their cell phones and their
turning in the car keys.
I love
it. Just be like,
that's
old
school, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
5:40 wake up, got to get over here to get up
the earlier, the better. And now they're going to start being sore. It's just so good. It makes you tough. And, you know, you don't have real two-a-days anymore where you go two practices and sometimes three. That was heck. That was miserable on everybody, but it brought you together. You bonded. I love it. I love this guy. And again, we haven't won a game yet, but you wait and see. He's going to be a football coach.
Yeah, it's I love the idea of in this day and age, especially with this team, you got so many new pieces,
right?
So many new faces.
Exactly.
You can spend all summer with your
and
teammates
and still not know them,
right? And
how many new guys do we have?
60. 60 years.
Hell, the coaches don't even know them. So, you know, that's back to putting the old tape on their heads.
Yeah.
But I think it's great, Justin, and I just love it. I wish I was there with them.
Yeah. No.
I mean, just, you know, you just get tired and grumpy and dirty and just nasty in their room after about the third day, even though I'm sure they're having room check. The coaches will check their rooms
now. Oh, yeah.
Because there'll be snack boxes and garbage and spit cups and everything else around. But I love it. I love it. I love it. It's like the Army.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
And, just the thought of, like, hey, we are going to – you have no other choice.
Yeah. And
but to get to know your teammates.
And, you know, they had to make some adjustments. If they had a dog got to get the girlfriend or the family or – my buddies to feed the dog, let the dog out. This is great. I mean, it's making them make decisions and grow up. How many of them even been away from home hardly? And now they're – and plus it's going to help when they travel and when they stay there the night before a game. It's not going to be brand new to them.
Yeah, very, very, very cool.
I love it.
And it's just it's so old school in a day and age where
everything
because everyone's around, you know, 12 months out of the year, you're around the clock – but it just gets easy, though, because it comes routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you're here throughout the summer and
you're
doing OTAs and all that.
You're still in and out. You're over there maybe 3 hours a day.
And the goal is to eventually, like, you know, you can do this as long as, you know, before school starts.
Right.
But the goal is to eventually with them is they got that nice big football facility and, you know, they put the new training table in there and they're trying to just to make everything there. And you know, that was the thing from Gulish from day one is just talking about, we got to become not just a team, but a player-led team.
Right.
And so this is where you're going to find out who your leaders are.
Exactly.
This is where you're going to find out who meshes with who.
Right.
Where it goes. And it's just
and you know, who's the last one to get on the bus? Who's the first? Little things that they don't even think about. And, you know, I'm sure the coaches are going around beating on the doors or the GAs or managers. But I love it. I'm sure they have a curfew.
Yep.
They're getting a good meal, a snack at night. I think it's great.
Yeah, it really is something that I think the players sounded really excited about it because you know it's something
it's new
and it's different. But
and
that's
a nice place.
Yeah,
it's not like staying at the Days Inn.
Correct.
No offense to Days Inn. I shouldn't have said that, but because I like Days Inn too.
But you're right. You know, they're staying at a place that's
Motel 8 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that you know. You know, traveling a lot for work.
Yeah.
It's like, I know what my price budget is for hotels.
Yeah,
it ain't that. I like Marriott's, but it ain't that Marriott. Like, you
exactly.
Know? It's more of the Fairfield is what I'm going
unless
for.
Unless I got a free room through Hilton or something. But that's like when I recruited, I was still on that old-time budget. I'd stay at a Holiday Inn Express or something. all my buddies were staying at Marriott's and getting all the points. I just couldn't do it.
Nope.
That's too old school.
That's like
per
well,
diem.
Let me tell you, being an independent sports writer is a lot like that too.
Because
ain't nobody reimbursing you for that.
No, you're not turning in expenses.
Yourself. No expenses there. Yeah. Speaking of which, this is usually around the time of the show where I tell folks subscribe to the Observer.
Yes, sir.
Have a couple of stories out this week. Just everything we've got from practice, all of our practice notes, interviews, what we saw, all that, the last couple of days. A lot of good stuff there. Dan and I did a podcast, came out this morning as well. We'll be back out there Saturday for the first day of shells. And so go to auburnobserver.com, $7 a month or $70 for your first year. You can get everything going on there. We email it to you as soon as it drops. So, you know, if you were subscribed to the Observer, as soon as we got done with practice, notes today that were in your inbox, you got to read it. So
it's
great. Check all that out.
You guys do a great job and very informative, and especially if you don't live in Auburn and you can't get the radio station or really the follow-up and things you need, you guys are right there with them.
Yeah.
You've got the trust of the coaches and the players, and it's just a great deal.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And you can join us on the hotline, on the Sky Bar hotline at 321-1390. That's 321-1390. Give us a call if you get a chance.
Yep.
I was going to ask you too. I've had some notes I wrote down today, thinking because I knew you guys had been out to practice. Really high energy drills is what I got off of. Might have been one of your tweets or something. And a lot of competition, even though it's not full pads or any pads yet.
Yeah.
And a lot of enthusiasm. Do they play the music during practice or
sometimes,
during stretch?
Sometimes. They'll do it in stretch, and then sometimes it's usually turned down a little bit in the background.
Well, that's – I don't know where I am with that. But anyway, I'm still old
school. Keeps the energy up, yeah.
But I remember we got in trouble. We were getting ready to go play LSU our first year when we beat them down there, beat the heck out of them, 31-7, our first year here with Coach Tubb. And we played loud music, and some of the professors were having class, and they towed on us. I thought this was a football school.
Yeah, you know, we can't have that. We can't have that going on.
No,
but yeah,
I'm
no,
just it's kidding.
The energy though is I mean, it is something where, again, we will see how it looks in the fall. We'll see what it looks on Saturdays. But like
this time next week, if it's still going like that, because you know their legs are going to get tired, even though they're in great shape. When they start banging a little bit, they're going to be sore. It'll be interesting about that eighth and ninth day back at the hotel. Who's grumpy?
Who's ready to push through?
Right, it's great.
You learn a lot about yourself.
And I know they're evaluating, you know, every drill, every person.
Yep.
Two deeps, which right now depth charts mean nothing, as
correct.
You know.
Yes.
But you got to have a starting point.
Yeah.
And I know they're doing that. And it sounds like, you know, a lot of moving around, a lot of coaching on the go. And we've had great weather, even though it's been hot.
It's been hot, but it's been good.
Yeah. And have they been outside?
Yeah, they're on the whole side. They're outside.
That's another thing I like.
Yeah. Having two full-size fields out there on the outdoor field. Like, that's such a good – you have an offense field and defense field.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about getting in anybody's way.
Right.
And, it's real hot. So it determines – I think Cole Best – put it yesterday when we talked to him. He said, look, it was hot in the spring. It's different right now.
Oh, yeah.
It is different right now, and it's going to test you for sure.
And he was down in South Florida.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And having been there for media days, I can tell you, it was real hot down there. Yeah. But
at least you
different.
Might have a little breeze down there.
Yeah, get a little bit off the water.
Anything – I know we had a few injury updates. One young man
– Buster, yeah. Yeah, that's the big one right now. They're going to try to – get a lot of these dudes who are currently kind of non-contact back.
Right.
You know, Sly Smith, New Boy Fagans,
right.
Some of these other guys are in there. So nothing different today, but just kind of some dudes that are being a little bit more careful with coming back from that injury. So, all right, let's get to our last break here in hour number one of the drive, and we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more Auburn football. Like Coach said, you can join us 321-1390. If you want to join the show, we'll be right back. Stay tuned to The Drive.
The Drive continues. The Drive with Bill Cameron on ESPN 106.7. And online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
We're back here. Final segment, final few minutes here of hour number one of The Drive. Justin Ferguson here, Coach Don Dunn with me, filling in for Bill Cameron. And we are on location. We are at Pythodge Custom Homes here in Opelika. Give us that address one more time, Coach. The edge of downtown is about the best I can tell you.
It's busy, a lot of people. We're at 104 North 9th Street in Opelika. You'll see the big blue tent. There's some games set up. Ice cream truck just pulled in. Food trucks in the back. Plenty of refreshments, T-shirts.
Yep, a lot of cool stuff out here.
And a beautiful, looks like an old home here that they've turned into offices.
Yeah, very cool stuff. So if you are...
Plenty of parking across the street.
Absolutely. If you're hanging out around here, come by and see us. We've got... We'll be here with the show for the next hour.
They're here till at least 7 or 8.
And they'll be here doing this chamber after hours business event right here in downtown Opelika. So it's been really cool to be out here, and you know we got a tent, we got a fan, we're gonna be all right. I think we've had a pretty good first hour here. So got a couple more minutes before we start, or I guess we get to the bottom of hour number one, or I guess the top of the hour, the end of hour number one.
Right.
It's been a while. Can you tell it's been a while since I've hosted a show?
No, you're doing good. I was so glad you were on here with me. You don't want to get anybody that doesn't know what they're doing or doesn't talk.
Yeah, I'll at least talk.
No phone calls. Yep, it's awful.
Yep, yep. But, if you want to join us in hour number two, 334-321-1390, we'll get you on the Skybar hotline, and we'll talk to you. You got any questions about Auburn football first couple days of fall camp underway? We've been talking.
When we come back, I know the basketball team's in Greece, I believe.
They are. They play this weekend. Got a couple games against a Serbian team out there that are going to fly down and play them. So they've been in Athens the last couple days.
Cool.
And they are heading to Mykonos this weekend for their game. So
that's a great experience.
Incredible experience for those guys. Yeah. So.
Baseball team's going to have a fall game against Florida State.
Pensacola.
Yeah. Wow, how cool.
So a lot of fun stuff happening here. Soccer's already underway with exhibitions. Yep. Volleyball gets started up real soon. So
it's that time of year almost.
It's getting here. It's a really exciting time. But, if you have any questions or if you want to chat anything about Auburn football fall camp, been there the last couple of days, we can talk about it. We'll talk about what else we've kind of seen and heard from the Tigers as they get going with year one at Alice Coast. The old school fall camp.
I love it.
Which we talked in the last segment about it. It's something that's so different than anything I've been used to in my time covering here.
Is there anybody else in the country doing this, I wonder?
I don't know.
It'd be interesting to find out.
It would be really interesting to find out,
I bet you there'll be more in the SEC do it next year.
Especially if this team has a good year.
Yes, wait and see.
As we talked about, Coach, it's like in this day and age when you get so many dudes out of the transfer portal, there's so much roster turnover, it just makes sense to
– I love it, and I know you're getting sick of me saying that, but I think it's absolutely great.
Yeah, no, it is – it is definitely a big boost, I think, for this football team.
Yep.
And the other thing, it was funny. We were talking to, you'll appreciate this, offensive line alignment today. He's like, look, 5:40 wake up call. That's a little rough, you know.
Yeah,
you got to get used to it. But hey, we're in a hotel room. We got room service. We're gonna be all right.
I heard that.
We're gonna be all right. So
I heard that interview.
You got to take care of the big fellas. You got to take care. Got to take care of the big fellas.
That's right. That's awesome
for sure. So, So it is. It is definitely something that I think Auburn fans, you're gonna hear a lot about, and I think the impact. It's been a very popular move among the players. You heard Eric Winters yesterday talk about, he's like, at first I didn't know how I felt about it. I like sleeping in my own bed.
Yeah.
But, they're going to take care of you in these things. Yeah. So it's a good
– and they need to be a little bit uncomfortable.
Correct.
Football is not easy. And
football
it's a hard
easy.
Game. And you know, I'm like you. I'm tired of the past people saying, oh, we were close. Come on.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah.
And I think we got the right guy and the right attitude, and I think it's great, and he probably wishes he could stay there all year.
He probably does. It's just, hey, if I can get everybody, I can keep everybody here.
Yeah.
No distractions, not having to worry about any of that stuff, and I can just do this right here. I mean, I think that would go be something that people are really, really, you know.
Plus, it's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to help them when they go on the road and the first game's on the road, because they're used to being together. You know, they got to set up meeting rooms. They got to get meals, you know, the hotel, the travel. It's going to help.
Yep, 100%. So, with that, we're hitting the end hour number
one. Okay.
We will be back here from Pythodge Custom Homes here in Opelika. Come on out and see us. We'll talk some more Auburn football in hour number two, fall camp.
Yep. Got high school football starting up in two weeks.
Oh, yes. That snuck up on me. I'm going to tell you, that really snuck up on me.
Unbelievable.
But we'll be back. Stay tuned here on The Drive.
Live from Auburn, the sports capital of Alabama, this is The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron on ESPN 106.7. And online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
What's happening? Hour two of The Drive. It's not Bill Cameron. It's Justin Ferguson. I'm here with Coach Don Dunn. We are on location here at Pythodge Custom Homes in Opelika. Part of it, they are hosting the Chambers After Hours event. We'll be here for the next couple hours or so. We're going to be here for the second hour of the show. Come on by. Got a lot of stuff going on. Got food trucks. Got giveaways.
Yeah.
Got some games set
t-shirts.
Up. T-shirts, all that. Coach, tell them, drop the address on them one more time.
For sure. Okay, we're at 104 North 9th Street in Opelika. You can't miss us. We have a nice big tent out here, and we're going to have Gamble on at the bottom of the hour to tell us a little more about these nice people that are taking care of us.
Yeah.
We appreciate them. You can give us a call, 321-1390. And before we went to break, we were talking about high school football is going to be here in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Auburn High getting going. Opelika, Lee Scott,
yep.
Loach Buck. I mean, everybody. They call it week zero. Everybody plays week zero in high school now because you get that extra off week if you play then.
That's right. That's right.
And people, you've already been in school. I mean,
yes.
kids are back in school this week. So
unbelievable.
Might as well turn them loose and get going. So exciting time around here. And then, you know, of course, that means university's going to be starting up here real
soon.
Volleyball. Soccer.
Everything.
Soccer's got a home exhibition this weekend, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I think they play Saturday. I'm 90% sure it's Georgia Southern. But mm-hmm. they've got one coming up this weekend. Really exciting team going on there in year two for Coach James Armstrong. So a lot of fun stuff going on here. We are here talking about second day of Auburn football fall camp.
Right.
So if you want to chime in, anything you want to talk about, call in. We'll chat with you. But we've been talking a lot about, you know, fall camp and what's kind of going on
mm-hmm.
With Auburn right now. And Coach, I wanted to ask you, we talked about Deshaun Spencer in hour number one.
Right.
He's a kid who had 2,600 receiving yards, 37 touchdowns his last two seasons at Sarah Land.
Mm-hmm.
He's come in and in the, you know, really impressed in the spring. He was 8A MVP.
Right.
You know, first guy up in a lot of drills at slot at wide receiver. I want to ask you, though, as a guy who's a coach, when – what's it like from a coach's perspective when you get a kid and in fall camp it's like, okay, this wasn't a flash in the pan, it wasn't just like mm-hmm. he's sticking out and he's showing out.
Yep.
To have a freshman doing that, A, how rare is that, and B, how excited do you get when you know you got something like
that? Number one, it tells you and the other people involved that you've done a good job of evaluating, checking this young man out, following up, watching him play, watching him practice, watching tons of tape on him. And then the second thing, like you mentioned earlier, coming from a winning program is so important.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a good program down there. I recruited that area when I was at Western Kentucky, and very, very impressed with their coaches. And but, yeah, it's just a plus. And when they come in and they're ready to go and they're mature, it just makes everything better for your whole program.
And he was a guy that I think if he was a couple inches taller, he'd have been an easy four-star, athlete.
Yeah.
People overlooked him because of his size.
Right.
But if you can play, you play.
Right.
And he – I remember talking to Cody Burns before spring practice, when we did it in February, and he pointed out, he said, look, we had Velus Jones at Tennessee. He ends up being an NFL draft pick at slot receiver. Obviously, Ryan Coleman-Williams at Alabama, superstar type of player there, slot receiver. This kid broke all their records.
Yeah.
And so it's not a surprise when you think about that you come in, but you got to be able to be mature. And I think one of the separating factors, we talk about it in basketball, and, when I talk to basketball coaches, the big difference of, like, all right, this is what separates you at this level is, like, can you go get your own shot?
Yeah.
Can you go score on your own? In football, especially a wide receiver, the thing that stands out to me about Spencer is he gets open. It's not just he's fast. It's not just he's got good hands. He's like, he gets open and he makes it look smooth.
Yeah.
And, like, that's something that doesn't come around with just being the most athletic kid out there.
Yeah,
it is you got to know how to play wide receiver.
And he makes plays.
Yes.
And like you said, goes up, gets the ball, does the things you're supposed to do.
He is fighting for it, and it's a fun group at that wide receiver room.
Yeah.
Then you got another freshman kid who's trying to come on, try to break in to the two deep, Brian Williams Jr. Well, he's 6'4", 210, and can run like a deer. And it's just like, and so you've got that kind of mix and match, and you got those USF guys plugging in. And we've already seen from the beginning of fall camp where it's just that chemistry and that confidence where – Byron Brown, he knows his offense inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the guy snapping it to him, and he knows the guy throwing it to him.
Right.
And I think that's where that summer stuff comes in. It's like they picked up right where they left off, and you hear those guys are ahead of schedule. But you need more. You need you only brought four receivers over with you. You need more of those guys. So having a young guy like Deshaun Spencer, it's a special thing, and it's a rare thing for a freshman.
Yes.
And not a five-star.
Right.
But a freshman to come in, and it's like, this dude's a player, and he's showing that right away.
Yeah, it's like I said, you can't find anything that's better right now, because that's what you want, that's what you need, and just that he's able to do that just shows his maturity.
Yeah.
And like you said, we need some more, and there'll be some more show up in the next couple of days.
Sure.
That you're not expecting.
Sure, absolutely. The other thing that, I asked Golish about today that it stood out to me is they have a tight end room, and I found this is interesting. He said today, this is the tight end room we wanted at USF. We just couldn't get them in.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about mixing and matching and how tough it is on a defense, when that tight end out there, at one point it can be a guy who's played a whole lot, who's battle-tested, can block, really smart, savvy player. And then, you'll look up a few plays later and, all right, hits a 6'6 kid who runs over the middle of the field looking like Godzilla.
Right.
Like, it's that mixing and matching there. You've got some experience. You've got some youth. You've got some athleticism. You got some blocking. Like, it all kind of comes together. And Golis gets really excited because I think there's a misconception about him where it's like, oh, it's this
offense. Spread the field all over the place.
At Tennessee,
he
really brought that offense. He gave him some tight end, gives him punch, some edge at the line of scrimmage. And then people also look at the fact, remember before he got up with Josh Heupel at UCF and went to Tennessee with him, he was a tight ends coach at Iowa State, where they'll put four tight ends on the field if they want to.
Big old strong.
But it's to hear him get excited about that group. And again, it's just you want to run the ball, but you want to also have that kind of versatility and explosiveness in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
They're really excited about that group at tight end, and I think Auburn fans are going to be excited about that. They always want to get the ball to the tight end more, but I'm just telling you, period. Like when you had that big spread out offense that they want to run. And you still want to drive it down somebody's throat, and you need those tight ends to step up. They really like what they've seen out of them the first 2 days.
Yeah, you got to have a tight end if you're going to run the football. And now and if you got more than one, it's a blessing. Now you can get into two tights, go to that personnel, and they can like you said, you can spread them out. They can play the slot. They can go across the middle, and they can block. And then when you get in the red zone where we've struggled, not this staff, but in the past, then you'd be able to run that ball.
It's just, it's such a huge difference maker, I think, down there. And red zone, I think, is where you're going to see it happen the most. And then there was a quote today from Keyshawn Singleton, a wide receiver, that I think a football coach's dream to hear this. Wide receiver talking. No, he was the number one wide receiver at USF last year, 800 yards, you know, dozen touchdowns. And his quote was, "My teammates make fun of me and call me a tight end because I love blocking that much." That's the kind
unusual
of mindset you need. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and it's like that's the kind of thing where, again, they're going to throw the ball. They're going to want to be explosive about it. But make no mistake, you talk about Alex Gullish being a football coach through and through. It's that power at that line of scrimmage that they want to be able to kind of lean on. And he's got that going for sure. All right, let's get to the drive hotline sponsored by Skybar, 334-321-1390. We've got Hank on the line. Hank, thanks for calling. What is on your mind?
I'm glad Coach Dunn's on with you today. I wanted to ask a question about the defensive line. And, you know, I hadn't played football in 25 years, but I remember that when I played, it was a big thing for the linebackers to have good defensive line play in front of them because you could have a linebacker who would look like an All-American, but if he didn't have a defensive lineman in front of him that would keep those offensive linemen from getting to his level, then that could really shut him down. So, Coach, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And then both of you, I wanted to kind of hear – because I know we had great linebacker play last year, but we lost, I think, some on the defensive line and how we expect that, you know, that could affect – guys like Atkins and Melendez and other ones this year. And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Hank. Yeah, Coach, it's they said it last season, especially when Atkins was making all those plays. You know, linebacker's best friend's defensive lineman. And
those,
you know better than anybody.
Yeah.
Those guys don't get all the glory. They don't get all the stats. But if you don't have them, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, exactly right, Hank. You got to keep those guys clean, the linebackers. You know, up front, you got gap responsibility, you know, and most of those guys, if they're good D-line, are going to draw a double team or at least a, you know, combo block, scoop block, whatever you want to call it, and keeping those linebackers off, getting your hands on those offensive linemen, squeezing the gap, and keeping them clean is so important, and you're exactly right. When you have great linebackers that run from sideline to sideline, they usually got a pretty good group in front of them.
Yeah. I think the thing with the defensive line that stands out to me the most is we talked about it with tight ends just a second ago. It's the mixing and matching and the versatility.
Yeah.
You got a few 300-pounders who've played a lot of football.
Right.
You've got a few kids that got their feet wet last season, got some playing time. You're talking about like Malik Autry, Jordan Crawford, Darian Smith. They're making a step up. You know, you know, Coach, that jump from freshman to sophomore year is where a lot of growth happens.
Yes.
And Auburn's got three guys on that defensive line that they really, really like. And then, I mean, Cody Sigler, we didn't get to talk to him today. We were supposed to. Hopefully we'll get him this weekend. I don't think people understand how – Gullish talked about it today – how different of this kid is. You're talking about West Alabama working his way up. Last year, playing D1 ball for the first time.
Right.
He's over 300 pounds. He's the best pass rusher on his team.
Yeah.
And one of the best interior pass rushers in the country. He's going to be an X-Factor. I think he's going to have to – he's that playmaker that Auburn really needs up front. But you got some. You got to have bodies to hold up.
Yep.
They've got depth there.
Yeah, you got to have depth. You got to roll them, like you said. You got to you're going to have different packages. You know, you're going to have some guys that are better pass rushers. You're going to have your run stoppers. You're going to have mismatches, and you got to have at least, I say, 8 to 9 that you can roll.
And Vontrell King-Williams has done a really good job. You know, we talk about it the last 2 years. He's had this defensive line room, these defensive tackles. And the word coming into the season was, hey, Auburn's lost some guys up front. How are they going to replace them? And they get the job done, and
that's
really good. And so I think he's gotten a really good pattern in. He's got a really good establish of, like, finding guys, developing them. It's kind of like with offensive line coach. It's like you can play a little bit quicker on the defensive line at this level, but you need that depth. And, like, it's really important, and it's really special for you that if you're in year two, in year three, in year four of the same system, and you can play off of each other, you know you can trust the guy next to you. They're starting to build some of that with some of those young guys, and I think you're seeing that in camp early on.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. The kids like playing for him. I like his enthusiasm. I like the way he coaches. I watched him a lot on film. I get some of those videos, and I watch the drills.
Yeah.
And I usually go straight to the D-line, you know. But, yeah, you got to have it. You got to build it, and you got to keep them healthy. And you got to keep them happy. And by rotating them and playing them, they stay happy.
Yeah, that's the thing there is just, like, you want to – it's a long season.
Yes.
And especially in the SEC, now with a 9-game schedule, you are going to be playing some real tough football week in and week out a lot more
than
usual. And
you're going to need everybody on your team.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. Coach, you probably – defensive lines you had here, I think about when I – early days of me covering the team when, and even a little bit in when, like those Kevin Steele defensive lines.
Yeah,
you love having Derek Brown and Marlon Davidson.
Right,
but it was the guys like I'm thinking about like an Andrew Williams, where it's like always a second stringer, but when he came out there, he was going to out there and do his job. Yeah. So they've got good depth in that group. It's just a matter of kind of building up with those guys there. And I'll tell you, the most underrated returner on this team this year that people hadn't talked about. When they got that extra year of eligibility from Dallas Walker.
Coach,
take you back in your defensive line coach days. If I told you, hey, here's a fifth-year, 320-pound nose tackle who's already knows your system.
Come on,
you want to bring him back? Like, so valuable. Might not get a ton of stats,
right?
But changes so much of what you can do up front.
Oh, yes, no doubt. I mean, that's a blessing. That's a recruiting answer right there.
Yeah, 100% for sure.
That's awesome.
All right. We're going to take a break. We are here at Pythodge Custom Homes in Opelika. Justin Ferguson, Coach Don Dunn here. We'll be here for the rest of the 5 o'clock hour. Give us a call, 334-321-1390. Appreciate the call from Hank. We'll take a break. We will be right back, talk a little bit more Auburn football.
The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck.
This is Auburn baseball coach Butch Thompson, and you're listening to The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader, ESPN 106.7.
We're back. Drive here. Justin Ferguson, Coach Don Dunn with us. And we are here at Pythodge Custom Homes here in Opelika. We're hosting the Chambers night out event, business night out event. And, Coach, got a special guest joining us
now. We sure do, Mr. Chris Gambler. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you guys?
We appreciate you having us. Man, what a great setup.
It's so cool when we get to see y'all because we know we're real close to college football. So
won't be long. Won't be long. 30 days from today, I believe.
I believe that's right. Yes,
sir. Auburn will be playing. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Pythodge, man, we've been around for about 10 years now. Okay. You know, we're small business. We're locally here and everything. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of things, man. You know, we're very fortunate with things that we do. We do bathroom remodels, kitchen remodels. We do new builds, addition, barn aminiums, more or less anything.
Good.
Whatever the customer is. And what's cool about what we do is, like, you know, you get the norm of a bathroom remodel, whatever, but heck, we just had a project. Someone came to us and said, hey, can y'all put an elevator in our house?
Wow.
So that was a heck of an experience.
Yeah.
And we did. You know, at first we were like, okay, guys, yeah, we can do it.
That's great.
And then when you actually do it, you realize, hey, we have good
maybe can do this again.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, that's great. I've been talking to my wife. I want to, and I'll maybe talk to you off air about, I'd love to get one a big shower.
Yes,
a big walk-in shower with the handlebars. I'm getting old. I'm getting up there. And the last thing I need to do is fall.
Yes,
because you'd have to call a wrecker to get me up.
Sir.
But anyway, tell us how people can get in touch with you guys.
We have a website, PyDodge. Okay. You can go to that.
Right.
We have on that website, we have a our office phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Our office phone number, if you guys happen to have a pen handy.
Sure.
334-614-4465. And usually what happens is, you know, even if, you know, a lot of times people is like, well, they're not for sure and what they want to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They'll call you and say, hey, Chris, can you guys come over and kind of give us a direction
and
or whatever.
An estimate and everything.
Everything in the world.
Good.
And that's what we do, man. So we'll meet you, come over, see what you want and everything. We'll put it all together and we'll actually give you your design. Whether it be a bathroom, kitchen, with the tile, the coloring on that, you will get that actual picture what the product will actually look like.
Wow.
Before it's done. If you say okay, then that's when we can't come in and we will execute to that.
That's awesome.
That fits your budget. So sometimes we come across people and say, hey, we have X amount of dollars of budget.
Right.
We'll take their project they want and say, hey, we'll probably have to take some of this away and let you decide and make it to fit your budget. Because at the end of the day, guys, we're just trying to, you know, make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's not, you're not going to be a billionaire in this business or nothing like that.
Right.
But what you build is great relationships. And fortunately, I'm standing on the shoulders of people who've built this company.
Right.
And I'm telling you what, man, it's been phenomenal. And I'll be honest with you, my job is so easy because of the reputation and of the people we have, man. I just go in and say yay or nay and make it happen.
That's great.
Yeah. I got a question for you. You're talking about you had the elevator and all that.
Yes, sir.
What is, in your opinion, what's I don't know, kind of the sort of the craziest thing, that like custom thing that y'all have been able to do in a house that like really stands out in your mind to you?
The elevator was very awesome. Nothing, because it's all the same.
Uh-huh.
You know,
right.
it depends on the person. And I'll answer your question at the same time in this very simple. You meet all kind of people with different personalities and styles.
Right.
But it's all, at the end of the day, it's very even. Give them a great product. Give them their vision and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's good that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life is, and this is going in the basement of a house, and they had a gargoyle in the middle of it.
What?
And it was real clean basement and everything. So I went home and researched it, and they said it was for a haunted house.
Uh-oh.
Well, we just said, you know what? We're not Ghostbuster business, but we'll put this deck on for you. So we did it.
There you go.
So we mixed the concrete with holy water, and so we're good.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Well, Chris, give that number out again, buddy.
Yes, sir. That number is 334-614-4465. And again, guys, just call us. If you're not deciding or whatever, just give us a call, and we'll work through it. And it might not be today, and might not be tomorrow or ever, but just give us a chance. Go in there and let's see if we can bring your dream to reality.
That's great. And come see us. Beautiful location. I like it.
Yes, sir.
Was this an old house?
Yes, sir,
time?
It was. And you can
it's
come.
It's beautiful.
Our house that we're doing now, it's actually a model of what we've done to this place.
Okay.
It was old dump, whatever. Stop by. Just look at what we have to offer in terms of that, you know, what kind of product we put out.
Yeah,
we have three bathrooms here. You can go walk in, and it's whatever you think.
Right.
Or if you don't see anything that we have to offer, tell us our vision again.
And you'll
we're gonna
get
put it.
It
on paper. We're gonna show it to you. And when you say yeah, let's go. Let's go.
All right. Sounds great. Well,
yes,
thanks for stopping by with us,
man. Thank y'all.
Everybody, come on out here. Give them a call again if you're looking for anything for your house. I mean. Man's dealt with gargoyles and elevators. I don't know what more you need there. All right, we're gonna get to our bottom out.
Chris, we appreciate
break.
It.
Man,
yes,
thank
sir.
You
having
so
us.
Much. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we will be back with the rest of the second hour of the drive here, Pythodge Custom Homes in Opelika. Come on out and hang with us.
The Drive with Bill Cameron on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email us at thedrive@ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back. Final 30 minutes of The Drive here. We are on location. Pythodge Custom Homes in Opelika, over here on 9th Street.
Yeah,
celebrating the chamber night after hours. Sorry,
right.
I knew at one point I was going to mess it up, and
but
I didn't make
it.
Sure.
You
we
got it. You don't
we
have
got,
a note in front.
We got
of you.
Home there.
I
we
got two books in front of me.
We got home there. Justin Ferguson here, joined by Coach Don, Bill Cameron. Enjoying himself this evening, and we're filling in for. Happy to do so as well.
Yeah, it's fun.
They were I think they were kind of nervous when they asked, like, you know, are you going to be able to do this? Like, yeah, no, absolutely. As much fun as we – and we've had a great time out here.
Yeah.
Good
to have Chris on.
Had Chris on in the last segment.
Sounds interesting.
Very interesting. He had, you know, a lot more interesting stories than I would imagine.
From a builder.
But, yeah. Hey, man, they deal with a whole lot here. So you can come on out here, hang out with us. We got some giveaways out here. We've got some koozies, got some T-shirts, got some pins, got some
– cups.
Yeah, cups. I mean, got plenty of stuff. And they got a ton of stuff around here, too. So come in, hang out, and we will be here for the next 30 minutes as well. If you want to join the show, 334-321-1390. I will tell you, we do have one more. We have one more interview at the end of the show, so
right.
If you want to join, this is your opportunity.
Yes.
So call in. We'll get you through on the studio if you want to talk anything Auburn football or anything else on your mind with fall camp day two in the books. They will have a third day tomorrow walkthrough, and then they put shells on Saturday. Coach, I would imagine back when you were coaching, especially earlier on with fall camp, it was you were jumping in, like, you know,
yeah.
pads wise. A little bit more acclimation now where you ramp up.
There were some rules. I think it was 3 days in shorts or shells, mm-hmm. and then shoulder pads we could put on.
Yep.
And I think that was maybe 2 days. I don't remember.
I think it might be the same rules then now, because I think that's the pattern they're following.
And then but back then, you know, we had two a days, so
a little different.
It was tough.
A little different.
But I like what they're doing. Keep them fresh, keep them healthy, and when you're out there, get your work done and work hard. And it sounds like they're getting that done. And you just don't want to go out there and waste time and reps. That's when you don't get better.
Yeah.
And you got to get better every day. And I don't think this guy's going to let him slack up.
I heard. Direct quote from him, mm-hmm. talking to a freshman on Wednesday, mm-hmm. after rep, and he said, look, we don't waste reps here.
Right.
He completed the rep, and he did what he was supposed to do, but he didn't do it, like, everything.
He didn't probably do it the way coach wanted it done 100%, and a freshman doesn't realize that.
Sure.
That's what it's called, coaching. Take them aside. You don't have to embarrass them. You don't have to browbeat them, but teach them, and teach them then. Don't wait to the film 3 hours later and say, oh, Joe, you should have did this on that. Get him aside. You got enough players, you know. Get him aside. Coach him up. Get him back in there. I like that.
And Coach, one of the other things we've heard Alex Scholes talk about a lot, and these players talk about a lot, is when the players are leading the charge.
Right.
When it's the coach can tell
player
you that.
Player-driven,
but
yes.
But when a player – talk about that as a coach. When you see one of your leaders, you don't even have to say anything.
No,
the guy's got him.
That's when you know that they're all on the same page. You're getting through to the older guys. You're getting through to the leaders on the team, and they are taking responsibility. And you know they want to win. And that's the bottom line. And you can't win if you're not doing it right.
Yeah. No. It is definitely something that they want to continue to kind of build, trying to cultivate. And you know, I think with a team, when you have so many new guys, it can come from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't going to be limited by age either.
No.
You're talking about
a lot
of these sophomores. A lot of these sophomores, they've talked about having to become more vocal leaders. And then guys who weren't necessarily big talkers.
Right.
Who are finding their voice a little bit more this year. And that goes a long way.
As they get better themselves, their confidence grows, then they feel more comfortable being a leader. And a leader is a funny thing. You know, you're not, you know, some leaders are born. I think you can get a combination. I think you can learn to be a leader by watching other leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have good leadership at the top, from the coaches to the upperclassmen, it builds your whole program.
Yeah.
Look at your great teams in all sports, basketball, football. They had great leaders. You know, your Larry Birds, your Michael Jordans, you know, Kobe Bryant. They were winners, and they led mostly by example.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them didn't say much. They just go out and get 50 on you and bust your, you know, gut. It's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you got it, Coach.
Speaking of, can you believe there's a pro football game tonight?
I didn't realize it was tonight.
Hall of Fame game, 7:00, Panthers versus the Cardinals. And the five guys going into the Hall of Fame are Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, linebacker, Adam Vinatieri, the kicker, and Roger Craig, the old running back for the 49ers.
That
game is tonight, And I always used to think now it's really getting time
yes.
for football.
Yes.
And it used to be on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But it is in Canton, Ohio. And I don't know how many – the one kid from Georgia, is it Bennett? Stetson Bennett,
yeah.
I think he's with the Cardinals, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It's going to be interesting. It's that first preseason game.
You
you're not going to get
any of these people.
Yep. You're just guys trying to make a team.
Yeah.
Trying to make the cut.
Somebody will go down and kill somebody on a kickoff.
It'll be like, that'll be
it. Yeah, but that game is tonight on NBC and Peacock. I couldn't believe it when I saw that.
And I'll tell you, I'm smart enough to realize that I'm not old, but
right.
to get to that point where it's like those first four names,
yeah.
like I watched their whole
yes.
NFL careers,
yeah.
like
and
to get to that point, they're going to the Hall of Fame. That is crazy.
And
to
you
me.
Have to be at what, 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
To get,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fitzgerald was like,
what a player.
That is the one, the first time I think him and Calvin Johnson
right.
were the two where I was like in college, where it was just like, oh, that's different. Like, that is different
yeah.
from any other
Calvin
receiver
up
you've seen.
Close.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, but Larry Fitzgerald, what a player. And Drew Brees, a Purdue guy. I used to see him come back when I was at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little short guy.
Mm-hmm.
You would not think he's a quarterback or a pro. But what a leader. Talking
yeah.
about leaders. All these guys are leaders. Set great examples.
Yeah, Luke
Not big talkers, most of them, but boy.
Luke Kuechly, the best linebacker I've ever seen play.
Boy, he knocked your head off.
And again, it was just he had a career that got cut short early
yeah.
because of injury. But yet
right.
what he did in his prime was
mm-hmm.
just
unbelievable. Yeah.
Just an unbelievable talent
sure.
there. That's a really cool situation that you know, for me, it's be like, all right, I can really fully appreciate
yeah,
that.
Right.
That, and I'll tell you the other thing that got me this year
yeah.
was Andre Jones making the Hall of Fame in baseball.
Oh,
and I was like,
that
was one of my favorite players as a kid. Like, so
crazy.
Really, really cool to see. All right, 321-1390, Drive Hotline, sponsored by Sky Bar. Uncle Ollie has called in. Uncle Ollie, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, how are y'all today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. So you mentioned something a little while ago, and it just jarred a memory. I was a mm-hmm. student in 1981. In 1980, Auburn went out to Nebraska and actually kind of held their own. Of course, back then, Nebraska was
loaded.
the Alabama of the last 17 years. And
yeah.
So we held our own. I think they beat us like 17-10 or something like that. So they come to Auburn. I was a student. They come to Auburn in 81. And so we're thinking, we hear that their running back was hurt and wasn't going to play, Mike Rozier. And they were going to play his backup. We were like, oh, man, we stand a chance. Their backup was Roger Craig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a player. What a player.
And they had Turner Gill was their quarterback. Urban
yep.
Fryer
yep.
was the wide receiver. I mean, they were loaded. But I just thought it was always funny that Rozier was hurt. We thought we had a chance, and Roger Craig ends up being the backup.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, right?
And the other thing I remember about that game was Dave Remington. Every
center.
Time he snapped the ball, knocked Dow Altman 8 yards off the ball.
He was a great player.
He sure was.
They have an award for him, I believe. It's the Remington
Center Award. Yeah.
Center Award.
And
he was
if
good.
You remember, they used to describe him as them corn fed boys, and they
yes,
were
sir.
They were big yeah. men.
That's exactly right. What a great they had a great run back in those days.
They sure did. Always good to talk to y'all.
Thanks for the call.
I'll tell you, the only – I don't have a story quite like that with the Hall of Famer. I think I can come close, though, with one where I remember. I was a student in 2012, and this was before I started covering the team. And I got tickets to the opener against Clemson.
Okay.
And Clemson, loaded group, obviously, really, really good team. And I remember heading into the game, it was Sammy Watkins isn't 100%.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, great. We got a chance. And that day in the Georgia Dome, Nuke Hopkins, it felt like he caught 10 passes for 300 yards.
Yeah,
on the mic.
Yeah.
And so,
where'd this guy come from?
Yeah. And it's just – but, like, we were talking about earlier when you – with – when you build a real team, when mm-hmm. you have that depth. And it's like, stuff's going to happen. Guys are going to go down. To be able to have that, but like some of these teams where you think about, oh, that was the backup, oh, that was the third stringer. I mean, y'all had it. I mean, you know, Coach Turnbull's staff, like y'all had when Trey Smith went nuts against Alabama. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going into that week, you know,
worried about little Trey Smith,
and then becomes a legend doing that. Yeah. So just really really cool stuff. That was awesome.
Great stories.
And I'll tell you, I'll be showing my youth a little bit. I didn't know who Roger Craig was, but now I'm about to look this guy up a little bit more.
You got to.
And those Nebraska teams, I do know though the thing about Nebraska where it's just like, all right, they're going to run the most simple offense in the world, and they're going to beat you to death with it.
Right. They're going to play good defense. They're going to run the ball up your throat, like you said, or down your throat. Great coaching. The guy was there forever. Mm-hmm. And they had a great walk-on program.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Correct.
Yeah.
heard they had a pretty good strength and conditioning program, too.
No kidding.
They had some of those advantages.
No kidding.
All right. We are going to take a break. We come back, final segment of The Drive. We are here in Opelika at Pythodge Custom Homes. Come out and hang out with us. We'll wrap up The Drive when we come back.
Let's get back to The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron on ESPN 106.7. And online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502. Or email thedrive@ESPNAU.com.
Suck this thing in.
We are back. Final segment of The Drive. Justin Ferguson, Coach Don Dunn here. Hanging out in Opelika.
Yep.
Coach, we got a special guest here.
Yes,
to wrap us
we
up.
Have another young man here that's going to talk to us. Kent, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I appreciate it, and most of all, appreciate everybody coming and
got a good
and enjoying
crowd.
This. We do. Very fortunate, and very fortunate for the weather.
Yes,
that showed up and showed out for us. You know, it was a little dark earlier, but.
It was pouring down rain about 5 miles up the road, I heard. So.
Yeah,
well,
literally.
Listen, so people, you're located at 104 North 9th Street here in Opelika, like in a beautiful, I guess, an old home or
it
building?
It was an old home owned by four generations of one family, and we were got selected to take over the heritage of the home.
Okay, great.
And
remodel it and everything.
Yep, completely remodeled it from the inside and out.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you guys do and some of the services you offer us.
Yeah, so here at Pythodge, we're a small family-owned business. My wife, Mary Pilant, and I own it.
Mm-hmm.
We generally speaking, the size of us is about 10 employees. We pride ourselves in all of our employees are W-2 employees. They receive full benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday, they go and receive a deep tissue massage and even have a retirement plan and pay vacation and everything. So first and foremost, we pride ourselves on that, being a small family business, being a minority-owned business, and taking pride in people and realizing that we're nothing without them.
They
make us who we are at the end of the day and the beginning of the day. And then what we do is we focus on residential construction.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, additions. We do new construction, like a custom homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also do some land management and some site grading and prep work as well from a sister company called Dirtworks. So anything residential, I will say there are some jobs that would be too small. We're not really set up and designed to just change light bulbs and
right.
filters. We'll be
right.
happy to do so.
While you're doing the kitchen.
That's right, Coach.
Yeah.
But what we really focus on is probably the smallest jobs would be, bathrooms, mm-hmm. into kitchens, into whole home renovations and remodels.
Great.
We do a lot of basements, finishing them out.
Right.
and additions, and just really anything residential. And primarily focus, we really try to keep our roots here in Lee County.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how far out do you go?
Yeah, about the furthest we go is about 30-minute radius.
Okay.
We really try to keep it home. That way we can service and focus on our clients locally and take as best care as we possibly can with them.
Well, that's great. And your phone number is 334-614-4465. Stop by and see them at 104 North 9th Street here in Opelika. Like I said, a beautiful, beautiful home. Now, did you redo the bathrooms and everything in there too?
Yeah, everything. Everything's been redone. I mean, from the foundation to the roof to the electrical to the first time I ever had central heating and air and insulation. And we lost, unfortunately, our floorings. But cool fun fact is that if you ever have an opportunity to come by, you're walking on top of, I'd say anywhere from 500 to 600-year-old heart pine wood floors. Yeah,
wow,
we salvaged
wood
them.
Floors.
Salvaged them from an old mill that was several hundred years old in itself, and the trees were anywhere from 300 to 400 years old at the time of when they were cut and fell. So
that's awesome.
It's a pretty neat.
Yeah,
neat little,
looks
neat little
nice.
Thing.
Very nice.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you having us and sponsoring our show today. And like I say, invite everybody to come out and get in touch with you. I know you have a website, also the phone number, and you can just come by and say hello.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, generally speaking.
Okay.
We are a small business and reserve the right to close on a moment's notice. And
I don't
go
blame
have a good
you.
Time.
Yeah, good for you. Thanks again.
Thank
appreciate
you, guys.
Thanks,
Coach. Thanks,
Thank
Justin.
You.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having us again. And it was a really, really beautiful house. I'll tell you, like Coach Dunn and I were talking about this kind of early on, when we first showed up. It's been fun. It's been a good time down here. We are going to be wrapping up here in the next few minutes here on The Drive. Appreciate everybody calling in. Appreciate everybody listening. We got a few more minutes to go, Coach Dunn and I, in the show. But come on by. We've got Steve. How much longer are they going on here?
Till seven
o'clock. So you got another hour to come on out here, hang out with us. Got an ice cream truck. Got there's food trucks here. We've got giveaways. Got all plenty of stuff here. It's a great crowd. I mean, it filled out really, really quick. Plenty of room. Good parking around here too. Here on the like here in
I'll
downtown Opelika.
Sorry about that.
But we will have that going on here for the next hour, even though our show's about to wrap up. And Coach, the 600-year-old trees. That's
unbelievable.
That's pretty.
Let me give you a phone number again. 334-748-9699. Get a hold of these nice people.
Yep, they do a really good job. We heard the stories. We heard the stories earlier, Coach, about the elevator and the gargoyles and all that.
Yeah.
They got a whole lot of stuff going on here at Pythodge.
And like they said, they remodeled this place right here. The two new bathrooms, and they've done a really nice job. It's a neat little setup.
Yeah, 100%. All right, so we got a couple more minutes to go here in the show before we head back. Yeah, we'll preview tomorrow's show. Coach, are you coming in tomorrow?
Yep, be here tomorrow.
You will be back in the studio tomorrow.
We'll hear Bill's.
Well, you get Bill. You got to get the concert story from Bill.
Right, for sure. You got to walk through tomorrow.
Got to walk through tomorrow. We don't have any availability from that, but we're getting ready for Saturday.
Right,
Shell's going on. We will have viewing window for that. We'll have interviews with that as well.
Tell me about what we can get from your stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. AuburnObserver.com, $7 a month or $70 for your first year of the Observer. For a full year of the Observer, you get 2 months free if you go do the annual. And so right now, I mean, we had, I think, in the last 2 days from practice notes, I think I've written like nearly 6,000 words about practice.
Yeah,
so it's a whole ton of stuff.
Yes.
Basically, I'll give you the quick pitch here. when you subscribe to the Observer and we go to a practice, we go to a game, I want you to get one thing and everything I got. You're just going to read it all in one shot. You know, don't want you to have to go click around on another website. Don't have to go read a bunch of stories. We're going to get it to you right there. And so if you subscribe to the Observer, we email it to you, make it easy for you to read wherever you get it. I got a podcast out this morning as well. Yep. Dan and I talking fall camp, but it's been fun. It's, you know, and I'll tell you this. It's different. We've been talking about how different things have been from the older days, but I'll tell you, for a football team to give as much access and open it up, I mean, there's some schools where they don't see practice at all.
No,
and we're gonna get three in the span of 4 days.
No,
and it's just very, very cool by Auburn and very cool by this coaching staff.
And I mean, there's some places you can't get anything.
Nothing. I had somebody ask me this week. They were like, "Well, you're gonna be able to talk to the coordinators anytime during camp, because, you know, some schools you don't get to talk to the assistant coaches." I said, "We already talked to the assistant coaches or the coordinators, and we're going to get all of them throughout the trip." So there's a ton of stuff going on.
Plus, I like how they bring in the position guy with them.
Yeah, very good.
If you're talking to an O-line, you're going to talk to the O-line coach.
Yep.
You're not talking to the DB coach in the center.
It's a helpful thing. So, and I think Saturday, we don't know the players yet,
right?
But Cody Burns will be one, and so always good to talk to Cody.
Yeah,
obviously got a ton going on there, but it's been a fun time. Like I said, we're wrapping up here shortly. We've got, come on by. We've got another hour going on here at Pythodge. Great setup, good crowd. Let free stuff, come hang out.
Yeah, free ice cream.
And just if you're in the area, come on by. Coach, always good to be with you.
I appreciate you. You do the best job. And you got pro football tonight if anybody's really bored out of their minds.
got week one preseason. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a bunch of dudes who are just fighting.
Yeah, they'll never see the field probably.
Well, it's been fun. Like I said, Bill's going to be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Coach Dunn will be here as well. They'll be back in the studio. We've enjoyed our time here on location in Opelika. Come on by. I will be back next week.
Thursday.
We'll be back next Thursday. We'll talk some more fall camp.
You'll be another week closer to the opening game, 30 days from today.
30 days from today. Can't believe it.
It'll be here before you know it.
Thank you guys for listening. For Coach Don Dunn, it's Justin Ferguson. Good night, everyone.